My name is Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome back to Revival Today. We pray that this message bless you mightily. Thank you. In their spirit, to understand that God is trying to do something in your life. And the thing is if all God's people would just take the time to come together and yield ourselves and humble ourselves before the Lord, God is going to make change in your life. There's a scripture that says here in Habakkuk, it says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he that readeth it may run. It said, he that readeth it will run. I went over this yesterday at the conference. In the next part, it says, though it tarries, wait for it, because it shall surely come. It will not delay. Now, what I want you to do is we need to write the vision, even the vision that God has already given you for your life. The enemy has come in and taken away your vision. When you were a child, you seen many things in your dreams. You dreamed about who and what you could be, but the enemy came in and stole your vision. But God wants us to know that we need to start to look to the Word of God, because the Word of God said that he will direct your path. It doesn't direct the path of the unrighteous, but a righteous man, he will direct your path. So how many here want to see God continue to bring good things in your life? How many? I don't see your hands. We don't see the vision that God has for us. We don't even see the vision that God is saying, if you allow yourself to humble yourself before me and pray and turn from your wicked ways, then I'm going to not only heal the land around you, but in your life. God wants to change our lives. He wants to position us to be blessed, but we can't be blessed in the mess that we're in right now. So he says, write the vision and make it plain so that they that read it can run with it. And he said, though you wait, you're going to have to tarry a while. What we do is we don't want to wait. We come to the pastor and say, Pastor, it ain't happening right now, so I'm gone. When God gave Noah the vision to build the ark, guess what? It didn't happen for what, 100 and something years, was it? How many years was it? 100 and what? 120 something years, 100 years. Think about it. Some of us, God showed us something about our life and we're like, oh, he ain't doing it, so I'm done. I don't like the Lord no more. I'm backsliding. I'm going to the world. God don't love me. But guess what? God gave Noah a vision. And he made it plain. He even told him how to build the ark. God is trying to reveal something to you. And he's trying to make it plain. But you and I, we have to yield ourselves to the will of God and say, Lord, I want to know your vision for my life. How many want to know the vision that God has for your life? It's not that he just died for us. Like, and I was going over with the body yesterday, and I'm almost done because I don't want to keep you much longer. I was going over to the body yesterday letting you know that even when God came, he first set up the vision. He said, first I want, like John the Baptist came before Jesus. And guess what John the Baptist did? He prepared the way for Christ. So he would go to them and say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That was the first part of the vision. And then when Jesus came, he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That was the next part of the vision of God. So God had a vision to get his people back. He had a vision and a plan to get you back when you were at your lowest of low. Think about what you're going through in your life right now. When everybody around you turned their back on you and said you were no good, God turned it around. Because he had a plan for you in the vision that it has for you. So what I want the church to know, with the vision that God has for you, the next part of the vision that God wants us to get in our spirit is this. Guess what it is? He said, I want you to know that every man must work out their own soul salvation. Now, this is the part that God has really put in my spirit. Because think about our lives. We've been in church for a while, and we love the Lord, and we're like shouting and dancing. But when somebody messes up, we say, well, that's why I'm not going to church. God said he wants us to look at the vision that he has for you. And he says, I want you to understand that if you seek me, and when you begin to know me, you're not going to complain about what they and those aren't doing. You're going to understand that I want you to know what? I want you to come before me, close your eyes, and serve me in a way where you say, Lord, I'm for God I live and for God I die. Now, when you make your mind up that God is only on all that you need, guess what? Blessings come down. Because he hears the prayer of the righteous. He hears your prayer, church. What is it? What is it that you don't see anymore? Some of us don't see hope anymore. We don't even know what hope is anymore. That word has gone away. And we've chosen the new word called despair. But like my sister was testifying, she found herself in a situation, but God turned it around. God is turning your life around right now. So there's a scripture that says, work while it is day, because when night comes, no man can work. So write the vision and make it plain. So the vision that God is saying, the last part of the vision is, says, work out your soul's salvation with fear and trembling. Now, when I began to pray about that, I said, Lord, what are you talking about right there? He said this, think of yourself as going before God in judgment. And you think about your life. See, God has already begun to start to fill up the church, but we know a lot of people come when they decide and don't come when they don't decide. But guess what God said? There are too many churches compromising with the people because we want to fill up. And so what we're doing is, think about your life where you went and said, I want to go somewhere where somebody's going to compromise with my lifestyle, compromise with the word of God in my life. Now, this is a vision I want you to get. Now close your eyes and you're standing before God. And you went to that church and you said, Pastor, I love it here. But, you know, I love to drink. I love to smoke. I love to not be obedient to the word of God. I love to go to that church because I pay my tithes and it's a beautiful place. Now, you're sitting in before God right now in judgment. And you gave him all these excuses, but then you said, Lord, but I loved you because I still served you for 100 years, for 30 years, for 40 years, for 5 years. And then God, in this vision, begins to speak and says, depart from me, he who works iniquity. He said, because I don't know you. They received you into their house, but I never have received you into my house. Because like Moses, when God said to Moses, he said, take your sandals off because the ground that you stand on is holy. Guess what? You are the church. You reveal the glory of God, so you are holy. So if you're holy, guess what? He says, take some things off because it is not holy. So we as a church and as a people of God have to start to understand that God's vision is plain. It says his word is the same yesterday and what? And forever what? Forever, 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 ever. That means my vision is not God's vision. And the vision that the enemy has for you, the Bible says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So guess what? I want you all to stand at this time. The enemy likes it when we praise the Lord with gladness. He likes it when you jump and shout. But you know what? He's fearful when you start to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, what must go in my life so that I can be closer to you? So so that I can know you, so I can be blessed again. Lord, I want you to remove my family curse. I want you to remove the things that I've done in my life and change my heart so that I'm a new creature. All things that pass away and all things become new. Now, the thing I want you to know, even those that have been in the church all your life, God said you still got to become new. Because the word says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I want to know, what's the vision? Is it plain? Is it plain? Close your eyes and think about your life. And your sin and God and judgment. And God also says to you, guess what? That pastor that let you have your way wasn't righteous. He wasn't a righteous man. We don't even check the quality of those that are serving us in the Lord. Think of it like a car. Do you get a car that you know the guy's scamming you? You don't check that lifeline and what that person was doing with their life. Did they really change? Did they really convert? Did they really come higher in the Lord? God is trying to take us to see the kingdom. Praise God. I hope that you enjoy the message today. How God is going to change our name. He makes all things new. Come visit us Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 1850 in Manchester, New Hampshire. We'll pray that we see you very soon.